We're ready now. All right. Hello and welcome to Gen X, Y, and I, a conversation with three generations of positive people featuring Real World Dar.
That's me.
Millennial Jen.
That's me.
And Not So Silent Bob.
That's me. Boy, is that loud. Are you being blasted,
you guys? We will make you laugh, we'll make you think, and we'll always end on a positive note. In today's episode, we're going to talk about our first job. Now, my first job was over 22 years ago, and it's hard to remember, so I can't even imagine how hard this must be for the two of you.
Oh, Jen, that was another, she got another one in, Bob. I'm counting.
I'm just kidding. No, but it is hard to remember your first job. I actually got my first job through my grandmother.
Huh.
She worked for a company called Elite Demos. So if you were going to guess what Elite Demos did, what do you think Elite Demos did for?
Okay, demolitions.
No. Bob, what do you think Elite Demos did?
Bob, what's your guess? He's still laughing at my guess.
Elite Demo? Well, obviously you're demoing something. So is it a sales job?
Yes and no, it was. So, good on you. No, I did not do demolition for my first job. But
oh, man.
That'd have been cool. Fun, wouldn't it?
I was either 14 or 15 years old, and the company that my grandma worked for was looking for more demonstrators. I guess that's what you would call us. But do you know the people that set up little booths in your local grocery stores and they hand out samples?
Yeah. The Sam's Club people. At the Sam's Club?
Sample.
Yep.
Stop
well,
it.
Actually, so the company I worked for, what they would do is every week they'd send you a big box, like a huge box to your house, and you'd unpack it, and inside would be your whole job. It had like
this is so hilarious. This is so hilarious.
It would have like if you had a big board you had to set up, whatever you had to set up in the grocery store.
Did you have to eat it first and taste it?
Yeah, so they would. They would send you, like, I still remember there was a Lay's potato chip. That was one of my demos. And I remember thinking, ooh, it's this new Lay's potato chip. And I don't remember why it was fancy, but they cooked it in an oil that kind of upset your tummy. But I don't think we knew that at the time. So I think I ate a whole bag of those potato chips.
Oh, no. You were the demo.
A couple days later. I was demoing it in the store. So, it was a fun job. I got to interact with the public. The one thing that was hard for me in my first job was I'd be at a different grocery store every week.
Oh, wow.
And I wasn't working for the grocery store. I was working for an outside company. So I'd go in, I'd talk to the store manager. I'd say, where do you want me to set up? And they put me in some aisle or a corner or whatever. And I'd have to set up the whole demo from scratch. So it would be a table and whatever supplies. And then as people would walk by, I'd say, would you like to try a sample? And that's what I did for my first job. I don't remember if I was 14 or 15, but it was a lot of fun. I think I probably made $7 an hour. I don't remember.
Wow.
But yeah.
That's awesome.
And you were, of course, a cute little kid. And who could say no to, would you like a sample, right?
Plenty of people say no, but a lot of people say yes.
That is hilarious. Very cool, Jen. That is awesome.
I like that job. Wouldn't that be a fun job?
Nope.
Oh.
I'm good.
Bob, you'd probably enjoy that job a lot.
I would. I love that job.
See, Bob is a hustler. He got that. You can't tell Bob. No, that's the problem. Like, he's just going to keep coming at you with.
He's like, you want to try this chili or else.
Why do you think they made me the fundraiser for Pray to Nations?
I know. I remember vividly. Like, Bob would just like, he'd go after $5.
You got that right.
You're going to just give me $5. It's like he was like bartering something.
Hey, anything's
right,
better than
so
nothing.
All right, Dar, you've had a minute to think. Can you remember your first job?
Yeah. This is not really a job, but then I'll say this and then I'll say really what the real job was. I was hustling Girl Scout cookies.
Oh.
I think that might have been the first time that I was out trying to sell a product and make money or, you know, generate income, but it wasn't really my income. So I thought about Girl Scout cookies. But really, my first job goes back to actually one of the most impressionable male figures that I had in my life was my middle school math teacher. Mr. Hammond is his name. He's still alive. And I'm still in contact with him today. Wow. But he really noticed how skilled I was in math in middle school. And he would absolutely push me and encourage me and force me out of my comfort zone. And he was associated with a summer program, a summer math program. And he hired me to be a math tutor for a summer math program and tutoring program. And so that was my first job. And it was from someone that I really, really admired. And again, that's still in my life today. So
how old were you then?
A middle school. So
okay, middle school.
Yeah. All so right. Yeah. Middle school. Yep. I never did like a paper route or anything like that. So that was probably my official first job.
Wow.
It was
so
fun.
Do you remember how much you made?
I do not, but I was rolling in the money. It would seem like a lot to me. And but I think I was most excited about having something that I was doing and serving other people. And but I was actually very intimidated because socially being a person, like a mentor to other students. And so I think when I first started, and I was really, really very shy in middle school, and if Mr. Hammond could call in, he would tell you, like, I wouldn't give people eye contact and all that kind of stuff. So
really?
I know. So I was very intimidated with, being in that position of tutoring or helping someone else and just socially, interacting with someone in that way. So, yeah.
I'm homeschooling my kids this semester, so if they need math help, I know who to call.
Yeah, that was a long time ago. I'll find somebody that can do it for you.
I bet you will. You have
basic
All right,
math.
Bob.
Yeah, Bob, what you got?
Well, let's see. I guess I was trying to think. I was probably in middle school, but we didn't call it middle school in those days. We had grade school and high school. So grade school was until eighth grade. So I was still in, I think probably where I was in seventh or eighth grade. And I got this, my dad always pushed me to try to get a job. Not that I really wanted to, but I kind of like had no choice. I'm not sure how I even got this job. Did he get it for me or did he have me ask? But what it was a little newspaper stand in the middle of the city of Chicago on the corner. And basically I worked there almost all winter and my job was to go ahead and sell newspapers out of this newspaper stand. And it was cold. And he had a kerosene burning stove in the little shack. It was just a little shack on the corner. It had actually a little window where people could drive by and they could buy a newspaper right from without getting out of their car. So I did that. I think I was probably, I don't know what I was making, but I'm guessing maybe $2 or $3 an hour, something like that. Wasn't much. But maybe in those days that, went a lot further back then. But that was my first job as a newspaper. Whatever. And most people don't realize that they actually could build these, they were just like little shacks right on the corner in the middle of a neighborhood.
Mm.
I don't know how they got away with that. I don't think they can do it today.
That's amazing. So, Bob, do you still have a newspaper subscription that comes to your house every day?
Yes.
Whoa.
Yeah. And I still got this little kid that comes by and drops it off and he cuts through my backyard. And I guess it's a kick out of him. He's a go-getter.
Wow. Jen, do you get newspaper subscriptions to your home?
I don't have a newspaper subscription to my home. Oh. I haven't read the newspaper probably since I was 15. I worked after I did demos, I wrote articles for the local newspaper. That was my second job. And I did that when I was 15. And that was probably the only time I ever picked up a newspaper was when one of my articles was in the paper. And other than that, I don't buy a paper unless I'm in it or my kids are in it.
Well, here's the tip for you two youngins.
he flipped that on us. I'm like in the middle of this whole situation.
Tuesday paper locally.
Oh, boy.
You will make your money back
Bob, before you explain.
Oh, is this about coupons?
Yes.
It is about coupons, isn't it?
Yes. There's a whole page of coupons. You get it on Tuesday, and you call them on Thursday. And I'll tell you what, they're 40% off. You'll make your money double, triple, whatever that paper was.
Oh, Bob. Dar, do you coupon?
Nope. I don't have time to coupon. Now, I will do. Now, I will say this. Bath and Body Work, who pretty much harass you on email every day, I do try to take advantage. So my coupon is a little different. So I'll look for, like, Retail Me Not or something like that. to find coupons before I make a purchase. So I guess sort of I'm couponing a little bit in a different way. But I'm not calling no studio to try to get 40% off or clipping newspaper.
Well, you're going to be jealous because when we go out to eat tonight, the four of us, we have a coupon that's going to give us 40% off what you're paying.
See, I don't need it if I have you, Bob.
I'm not into couponing. I do what Dar does. I will Google for coupons and I'll use them online, but I have not cut out a coupon out of a newspaper in my entire life.
That is definitely distinctions between our generations.
My wife was called the coupon lady. I can't believe you guys don't even look at coupons anymore.
That's so funny. A couple friends went to Marquette other week, and I know Carol loves Kohl's. That's one of her spots.
30% off.
And so they came back with coupons. I'm like, Bob, I have some coupons for you. And Carol was like overjoyed. So they'll make a road trip just because they have coupons.
Yes.
Oh, Bob, are you familiar with the online website Groupon?
Yes.
Ooh.
Okay. Of course.
Checking. Because it all right. Just wanted to make
and
sure.
And FreeAsk, too. There's a FreeAsk. That's another website.
Wow.
Okay, you lost me already, but that's great, Bob. You are so good at using your money wisely. And Dar's just going into debt, and I'm just over here like, I'm over here saving like a boss. No, I'm just kidding.
We have concluded the show for today.
I know what I'm going to get you guys for Christmas.
No coupons, Bob. Do not put coupons in a cart.
I'm going to find out what restaurants you both like going to, and I'm going to get you a pile of those coupons, and they're going to be in a Christmas card.
You know what? I got to be honest, coupons embarrass me to no end, but that is all right. All right. It's okay. I just want to be like, look at all the money I have. I pay full price.
With that smile, Jen, I got it.
All right. Well, let's go ahead. We're going to close out the show today. We want to thank everybody for listening today. You can also check out our podcast, Jen, X, Y, and I, on Audioboom, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or Spotify.